Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. A 22-year-old man named Xavier Allen Hindman is wanted in Flint for criminal sexual conduct in the first degree involving a child under the age of 13, according to Crime Stoppers of Flint and Genesee County. A felony warrant against Hindman was issued in March of 2024, and authorities believe he is still somewhere in the Flint area, and Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for any information leading to his arrest. Xavier Allen Hindman is 22 years old, approximately 5'4", weighing around 127 pounds. The charges include first-degree criminal sexual conduct with a child under the age of 13, and anyone who has any information regarding Hindman's whereabouts can submit an anonymous tip to 1-800-422-JAIL, which is 5245. Again, that's 1-800-422-JAIL. And another local and regional news for today. A new free medical clinic dedicated to serving the uninsured of Saginaw County will host a public ribbon cutting and open house on Wednesday, October 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. at the St. Mary Center of Hope Building at 723 Emerson Street. The official ribbon cutting is set for 5:30 p.m. Cathedral Free Clinic provides essential healthcare services for residents without insurance, regardless of their faith background. The clinic is currently open on the first Tuesday of each month from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., aiming to expand its hours as more medical providers volunteer their services. The CFC operates as an independent nonprofit, partnering with both the Diocese of Saginaw and the wider community organizations to help address the gap in primary care for uninsured people. The clinic welcomes both medical and non-medical volunteers. With more information regarding volunteering and making appointments, you can go online and also through their social media channels. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Every child deserves a fair shot at a bright future. That's why Save the Children Head Start administers Head Start programs in rural America. We level the playing field early, helping children start school strong, stay strong, and unlock their full potential. Because education is the best path out of poverty. Learn more at savethechildren.org/headstart.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The Trump administration has revoked the visas of six foreigners deemed by U.S. officials to have made derisive comments or made light of the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk last month. The State Department said it had determined that they should lose their visas after reviewing their online social media posts and clips regarding Kirk. The administration and its supporters have targeted people for their comments about Kirk, leading to firings and other forms of discipline for journalists, teachers, and others, raising many free speech concerns. The announcement came Tuesday as Trump posthumously awarded Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And a Florida judge has temporarily blocked the planned transfer of prime downtown Miami land for President Donald Trump's future presidential library. The order by Circuit Judge Mavel Ruiz came Tuesday, just days after a Miami activist alleged that officials at a local college violated Florida's open government law when they gifted the sizable plot of real estate to the state. The state, in turn, voted to transfer it to the foundation for the planned presidential library. The nearly three-acre property is valued at more than $67 million, according to a 2025 assessment by the Miami-Dade County property appraiser. You're listening to WLAW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Tuesday, October 14th of 2025. Andrew Michael Lapka, age 72 of Bad Axe, passed away on October the 8th of 2025. In keeping with the wishes of Andrew Michael Lapka, cremation has taken place and there will be no services. Condolences may be shared with Andrew's family online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Shannon K. Drupeski, age 53 of Ubley, passed away on October the 9th of 2025. A celebration of life and remembrance for Shannon K. Drupeski will be held on Sunday, October 19th at 1 p.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club with readings and reflections from 1 to 2 p.m., followed by lunch and drinks. In lieu of flowers, you can kindly donate to the Thumb Animal Shelter at 2260 South Elkton Road in Elkton. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.